So, Kerry, tell us about this experience getting here to New Orleans and now being at Media Day. What's it like?
Oh, it's cool, man. It's great to see all the people in your face and all that. I mean, see fans coming out to support. I mean, it's a great opportunity. It's a great chance for us, man. And, you know, we're blessed to be in this position.
I know your story is pretty interesting. To come from where you were, not a major Division I college player, to being in this game right now and to be the most established corner on the team. How does that feel personally for you?
I just thank God for the opportunity. Thank God for, you know, just blessing me to be at this point right now. And I'm just very thankful, man. I don't want to squander an opportunity. I've never been one of those guys. I always continue to work hard. I always continue to keep my faith and believe. And that hard work at one point will pay off, and it's paying off. And I just thank God for this opportunity. Thank God for the Ravens for coming to get me from Tennessee. And, you know, I mean, this has been a great experience, a wonderful ride, and hopefully we can continue that.
You've had Sunday. You've had a special kind of swagger and maybe chip on your shoulder through this postseason. You relish and enjoyed every person or publication picking against the Ravens. How much have you and the team used that as fuel for to get to this point?
I don't necessarily use it as fuel. I guess you could say that, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, you got to play the game, man. The game is going to be played in between white lines from end zone to end zone. And you can't play the game in the media, you know what I mean? So, you know, as far as, like, the media picking who they're going to pick, that they have every right to pick those teams. They have every right to have an opinion. But as far as we're concerned, man, we play the game on Sunday. We play it between the white lines, and that's really what matters. And as long as we continue to play at a high level on Sundays and in between the white lines, man, whatever people say really means nothing. It's meaningless talk.
Tell us about Kaepernick and just your role as far as keeping eyes on him and also covering your man. How hard is that to do considering what he can do with his legs?
You just got to stick your guy, man. I'm a pass defender first. And, you know, if anything happens to run outside and it's a run, then I have to handle my business that way. But right now, I'm a pass defender. He has a great he's a great rusher. He has great pass instincts. He has a great ability to throw on the run. You know, as far as I'm concerned, I got to cover my guy up until he crosses the line of scrimmage. And when he does that, that's when he becomes a runner, and that's when we have to handle ours.
Do you think it would be Crabtree or Moss? How do you see their wide receivers?
It don't matter. Whoever comes to the right side is whoever I got to cover. So, I mean, that's the way it's been all year. And that's it. I don't expect it to change this in the Super Bowl.
Kerry Williams, thank you so much.
No problem.